RNZ National and the Director General of Health, Ashley Bloomfield, says the results to date are good news in Wellington, with no community cases of COVID-19 reported today, but the full picture won't be known until tests from Wednesday and yesterday are processed. And last weekend, a Sydney man who later tested positive for COVID-19 when he returned home to Sydney visited several locations in the capital. There are more than 1,700 contacts of the Sydney man, and so far more than 500 have returned a negative test result. And we've just heard that it's been confirmed that the man did have the Delta variant, which is considered to be twice as contagious. The other traveller who visited alongside the person with the virus tested negative on return to Australia and was not infectious while in New Zealand. That's according to New South Wales health officials. Meanwhile, New Zealand has paused quarantine-free travel with New South Wales for another 12 days. And at midnight local time tonight, parts of Sydney will go into lockdown. Joining me now is ABC reporter Elias Kluwer, who is in Sydney. Good evening, Elias.
Good evening, Karen. Yes, I'm actually joining you from Broadway, which is a major intersection of the centre of Sydney, and it's an absolute ghost town. The CBD of Sydney is one of the LGAs that will go into lockdown as of midnight tonight. And as I look down the street, there is hardly anyone here. It's usually a very vibrant part of Sydney at this time of the evening on a Friday, and there's hardly anyone here, Karen.
So everybody's got all their provisions and they've headed home.
Yeah, and the level of compliance in Sydney seems to be quite good at this stage. A lot of people wearing masks, even though you don't have to outside. Of course, it's compulsory or mandatory inside. So it seems as if Sydney siders are heeding the warnings and staying indoors for this next 7 days, and they seem to have started early.
So they've received the news reasonably well. It's a little confusing, though, isn't it? Because it's not all of Sydney.
That's right. So this is what the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has described as a localised lockdown. So the first case of this coronavirus wave here in Sydney started with a limo driver, and it spread in the Bondi area of Sydney, the Waverley area of Sydney. Now, from the limousine driver, it spread right into the New South Wales Parliament, with an MP in the state parliament actually contracting the virus. But as a result of this spread, the Premier today, along with the Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, announced that the lockdown would only extend to four council areas, and they include Waverley, which listeners would know as the Bondi area, as well as Woollahra, which is sort of the inner east, the city of Sydney, as well as Randwick. So they are just the eastern suburbs of Sydney. That encompasses quite a significant proportion of the population here. But in addition to that, the Premier also announced that if you've been working in the city of Sydney, which is a huge number of people, as you can imagine, Karen, you also have to abide by the lockdown rules. And those lockdown rules are that you can really only leave the house for a set number of reasons, and they are caregiving and for essential services like getting fuel for your car, posting a letter, or, of course, getting medicine and groceries.
Is everybody really up to speed of where they are and aren't allowed to go?
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of people, and I've been talking to people this evening, actually, about this lockdown, I think people are a bit confused as to how this is going to be enforced. Particularly people who don't live in the eastern suburbs and have been working in the centre of Sydney. So the lockdown does apply to them. But once they go to, say, you know, the north of Sydney across the Harbour Bridge, they're unsure as to whether anyone can actually effectively enforce this lockdown. In other words, if you've been working in Sydney but you live across the bridge, who's going to tell you you can't go outside? So I think there's a lot of confusion around that. But in terms of confusion around where people are allowed to go, Sydney isn't, I guess, it isn't a foreign concept, this localised lockdown. Just after Christmas, or just before Christmas and around the Christmas period, Sydney went into another localised lockdown, and that was just the northern beaches of Sydney. So this isn't a foreign concept. The Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has been very reluctant to, enforce a widespread lockdown across all of Sydney. She says she's trying to take a sensible approach, a proportionate approach to this. So I think Sydneysiders are used to that to some extent.
What about the wider New South Wales? Is this just confined to Sydney?
It is confined to Sydney, or to the eastern suburbs of Sydney at the moment. And again, Gladys Berejiklian very reluctant to extend it to any other parts of that. So as cases now get to above 60, I think, I guess we'll have to, it'll be a waiting game for the government. But of course, I've failed to mention that this is the Delta strain of the virus, and the government is very wary of that. They've said that it's extremely contagious. The Victorian government's actually described it as a beast. But Kerry Chan, the chief health officer here in Sydney, has said that people have actually contracted the virus from just passing people on the street. That's how contagious it is. So they're being very, very cautious. But in terms of extending the lockdown to all of New South Wales, I think that'll be a waiting game. We probably won't get any announcement on that probably till the end of the weekend, maybe Monday.
So when is this over? July 2nd? So well, for the moment, that's the date.
The Premier has said Friday. So that is when it's planned to end. But as I said, there's a lot of politics around lockdowns here in Australia, Karen. The Labor government in Victoria has been very quick to enforce these lockdowns. Similarly, the Labor government in Western Australia, the Labor government in Queensland, but the Conservative Liberal governments have been very anti-lockdown. The Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is often talking about the local state governments, encouraging them to open up. And Gladys Berejiklian, who is a Conservative, has been very, very averse to lockdowns throughout this coronavirus pandemic. So by Friday, my estimation would be that it's unlikely that that would be extended unless we see a massive explosion of cases over the next 7 days.
And so are Sydneysiders just taking it on the nose, doing what's required?
I think so. I think people in New South Wales have been pretty lucky over this time. I mean, in Melbourne, the lockdown lasted 120 days. There's been, you know, a number of lockdowns in other states and territories across Australia. There was obviously a lockdown in Sydney as well, but the proportionate approach and the really impressive contact tracing within the New South Wales government has been effective. And it's meant that predominantly the most populated state in Australia has avoided some really draconian and punitive lockdowns over this pandemic. So I was just talking to people on the street for a story I was doing, Karen, yesterday, and people were really kind of prepared to go into lockdown. They expected it. It'll only last 7 days. And as you say, I think they'll just cop it on the chin and wait for Friday for the next weekend. Perhaps the only thing they're a bit disappointed about is that they won't be able to go over to their mate's place to watch the State of Origin this weekend.
Yeah, what about the bubble with New Zealand? Any talk about that?
Well, I think it's just heard that it's been now extended out to 12 days, the bubble ban. So that's obviously caused an issue. I actually ran into someone today who was a New Zealander who was stuck here in New South Wales, couldn't get back to New Zealand. So it'd be interesting to see how many Kiwis are in that situation as well. But obviously you guys would be very well aware that an Australian who travelled from Sydney to Wellington had the virus, had been to a number of different locations. So that's obviously caused some significant issues over there. But in terms of when that bubble will reopen to Sydney, I guess that's a decision for Jacinda Ardern now.
All right, Elias, thank you very much for joining us from those empty streets of Sydney. We'll let you get home.
Thanks a lot. Have a good night.
That's Elias Kluwer from the ABC in Sydney. And as you may have heard in the news, the Australian traveller with COVID-19 who visited Wellington, it has been confirmed that he has the Delta variant, and it's considered to be twice as contagious. And New South Wales officials also say the other traveller who visited alongside the person with the virus tested negative on return to Australia and was not infectious while in New Zealand.